This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morell. The Ashland Board of Aldermen voted to move forward in the impeachment process against Alderman Jeff Anderson in a 4-2 vote last night. Anderson says he doesn't know what issues the board has with him, and any allegations have not been made clear to him.
If we don't talk, how will I know? I mean, the only way we can ever know anything is by communicating with one another. And so far, there's been no interest or apparent willingness to do so with me.
The allegations behind Anderson's suspension and impeachment have been discussed only in closed meetings of the board. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports, though, that allegations focus on Anderson's supposed involvement in an unofficial review of the city police department and in a bidding process to address mold at City Hall. Another contention is that Anderson has been disruptive at meetings, according to the Tribune. The board is considering an impeachment hearing on November 11th. Funeral services have been announced for former Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton. The funeral is set for 2 p.m. Monday on the campus of Wentworth Military Academy in Lexington. A burial service with military rites is scheduled for later that day at a Lexington cemetery. Skelton died this past Monday of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in Virginia. He was 81. Skelton served in the U.S. House for 34 years before losing re-election in 2010. He never served in the military, but was chairman of the House Armed Services Committee and a staunch advocate for the armed forces. Outgoing University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton addressed reporters today to talk about his legacy and accomplishments on the job. Deaton is stepping away from the office on November 15th after serving as chancellor for 9 years. He says whoever succeeds him should have not only a strong business acumen to help the university through the economic recovery, but a solid grounding in culture and in the humanities. KBIA will air a special edition of Intersection at 6:30 tonight, featuring Chancellor Deaton and MU Provost Brian Foster, who is also retiring this year. A former Missouri death row inmate says he can now try to put his life back together after a prosecutor dismissed a murder charge in the fatal stabbing of an inmate 30 years ago. Reggie Griffin says he has gotten married and landed a job in the year since he was released from prison while awaiting a new trial. The 53-year-old says he found out Friday that Randolph County Prosecutor Mike Fusselman was dropping the charge. Griffin was convicted of stabbing a fellow Moberly prison inmate in 1983 based on the testimony of two other prisoners. One of them later recanted and said he didn't witness the killing. The Missouri Supreme Court overturned his conviction in 2011, saying it was, quote, no longer worthy of confidence. The state auditor says authorities are investigating missing funds at the office of a Central Missouri Judicial Circuit clerk. Auditor Tom Schweik released a report today on his audit of the Callaway County clerk of the 2-county 13th Judicial Circuit. Schweik cites more than $11,000 in what he termed problematic transactions and $355 in missing funds. Schweik's office was contacted after a routine accounting review by the Office of the State Courts Administrator. His report says the supervisor in charge of the affected accounts was fired last fall. Information has been forwarded to the sheriff's department, and a special prosecutor has been appointed. The current circuit clerk, Judy Groner, says no one suspected of wrongdoing currently is employed, and that she has worked to implement the audit's recommendations. Columbia police say they've confirmed the identity of a man struck and killed early Saturday while riding a bicycle on I-70. DNA testing confirmed the victim as 36-year-old Ennis Patrick of Columbia. Officers also believe they located the truck that hit Patrick's bicycle and are awaiting more tests to confirm the connection. A truck driver notified Highway Patrol around 4 a.m. Sunday that he might have hit a deer at the I-70 exit to U.S. 63. The case was forwarded to Columbia Police, who began an investigation several hours later when motorists began reporting bloody clothing, boots, and remains on the interstate. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morell.